when the memories started coming back, because all my life I felt like I was crazy, where I'd be going along minding my business, something that didn't seem like a very big deal would happen, and I'd go into this state, or I'd go into a depression, and I thought...
But you see, the problem with where you're going with this is that when for whatever reason you've got trauma going on within you, mm-hmm. and we want to say that not being in the vortex is a form of trauma. And the degree, the length of time that you spend out of the vortex and the degree to which you've asked for stuff in the vortex, the trauma gets bigger and bigger. And so not being in the vortex is trauma. But when you are feeling the trauma of not being in the vortex and you're focused upon, you're trying to then explain to yourself what the trauma is about, law of attraction is just going to bring you all kinds of stuff to explain that trauma. So much so that people actually do past life regressions and don't even get their own past life. Yeah. In other words, you don't know if you're getting your past life or somebody else's, but one thing is certain, it matches how you feel right now. And we don't think you need amplification of how you feel right now. You're feeling it, you see. We think you want de-amplification of how you're feeling. We think you want a different... We know, Jerry talks about, and he's probably bubbling with it now because it's a story he tells often, even at dinner last evening, that when he was, someone offered him green beans and he refused them. And he said, I eat everything in the world but green beans. I just don't like green beans. I don't know why, I just don't like green beans. And his grandfather said, you know why you don't like green beans? When you were a baby, your mother heard that green beans were good for you. So you had green beans for breakfast and green beans for lunch and green beans for dinner and green beans for breakfast and green beans for lunch and green beans for dinner and green beans for breakfast and green beans for lunch, green beans for dinner. And something about hearing the reason why he didn't like green beans and recognizing that it was because his mother was a maniac with green beans... Now he said, well, I think I'll try some green beans, and he enjoyed them, and so he was healed of his green bean phobia. It's like the past experience gave him some reason to let go of it, and we say, and so there is some of that that can happen, but it gets way, 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 way out of control. There is so much unnecessary facing of past realities. It just, we're not kidding you. For the most part, it just holds you out of the vortex longer. And it is unnecessary because what you're feeling is what you're feeling. Therapy is good for, therapy is good in many, many ways. But in the context of what we're talking about here, it is a very good amplification of step one. But it's usually not a very good step three amplification. So we interrupted you. Go where you were going.
Well, where
with that.
I was going was that it started to become a positive thing as I had these memories. First of all, I stopped feeling like I was crazy. These feelings were put into some kind of context, and then memories came.
So it doesn't. It wouldn't feel as good to you to have someone to have an understanding that this is so interesting because what you're saying is, I have been feeling awful and thought what? Wasn't there something at very deep levels that let you know that that was not the way that you were supposed to feel?
Yeah.
So you needed the information that helped you to explain why you felt awful before you could let go of it? Is that what you're saying?
That's what it felt like to me. And it got to the point where if I would have a new memory, I had great joy because I knew that I was on the right path and I was strong.
So then what happened? So this is a good sign. So the conversation about it made you at least understand it a little more.
Yeah.
And then what? And then what? In other words, were you able to then let go of it?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, there was a period where that's what I saw myself as, oh my God, this thing happened to me. And then there was a moment where I thought, okay, so it happened to me, great, I know that, now... That's not who I am anymore. That's not my life experience anymore.
So now you're in a fresh new place.
Yeah.
And the reason that we're talking about it now in this fresh new place is because...
because I have just begun a practice as an energy healer. And I have learned in my own practice that... I mean, I've heard you say that teachers and healers, that our mission is really to help... coax people to be in alignment with themselves and not to tell them, you know, not to tell them who they are or what